Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure of the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg back on the show. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB and the purveyor of the outstanding gold standard of small business sentiment. The NFIB's index of small business optimism in, I think it's 45th year, maybe 46th. I've forgotten. I can't keep up. We've been part of this. We've been telling you about this for almost half of that time. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here, as always.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Bill, record optimism of all time.
How about
small
that?
Business. This is amazing. Yeah, and I'm going to say this again. I've said it before. The reason why I believe these numbers and why I'm proud of them is because small businesses didn't jump on the bandwagon the day after the election. You know what I mean? The small businesses held their sentiment till things started getting better, and then they started responding. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, the big signal for them was the election elected President Trump instead of Mrs. Clinton, so they saw that as a major change in the management team, and based on the data that we had, that was an instantaneous change. We mailed 10,000 questionnaires on the first day of every month, and the first week before the election, the index averaged 95, which is 3 points below the average, and the rest of November was 102, and then in December it went to 105, and now we're at almost 109. So
yeah.
Pretty impressive run.
It's very impressive, and it's because there are two reasons, and this is something that I talked about for a decade, for at least 8 years, Bill, and I'm sure you did too. It wasn't just the policies of President Obama, but it was the sentiment and the rhetoric that we were getting from him and his organization. The policies were things like, taxes, Obamacare, the way his Department of Labor came after the employers, especially organizations, things like that. That was one thing. But saying things like "you didn't build it" and other sentiments, treating us like we're the enemy, acting like we're the enemy, those kinds of things meant something. That landed on small businesses, didn't it?
It did. You know, it's nice to have somebody start saying good things about the economy and about the small businesses, and that became an immediate talking point, helping small business. You see that, of course, you hear that a lot from politicians when they're running for office, but this time Congress did something about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, the main thing that's happened that really, even if it didn't touch them directly, the sentiment of lowering regulations, of not just manufacturing regulations for regulation's sake, the opposite. I mean, Obama's regulatory state was unprecedented. It was a record performance on regulations, and I have the experts to back that up on the show, Bill, and this new administration is the opposite of that. And even if those regulations that came off or didn't get made don't affect us directly, it makes us feel better knowing that somebody's out there not trying to overregulate us.
Yeah, but apparently a lot of our people feel it directly, because we notice a 10-point decline in the percentage of our owners who say that regulatory compliance is, their top problem.
Right, exactly. So one of the things that's interesting, though, and this is this is one of the most interesting dynamics we have, I think, in the economy right now, is even with all this high sentiment, job creation slowed, which reminds me of when we have record growth in jobs, but the unemployment rate goes up a little bit. I mean, this is a dynamic in these numbers that's hard to figure out, isn't it?
Yeah, well, of course, the government's report about jobs and the reports from people like ADP or like us who talk to people on the street, they're always out of sync.
Right.
You know, this report of jobs creation was for 200,000 from the government, but ADP and our numbers were around 160. Mm-hmm. Last month, you know, the reverse was true. The government had no numbers, and we had really good numbers.
That's what I mean by the interesting dynamic. But the main thing is, we've got a rising tide that's floating our boats.
Absolutely.
That's the main thing to take from all this, folks. Twintail, right back with Dr. Bill Duckenberg. I'm Jim Blasey, and more to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.